I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Informer. Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Tour toys are something that a lot of artists treasure while out on the road, like motorcycles, workout equipment, and other ways to pass the time while parked at a venue. For Midland, though, the luxury of toting such so-called toys is still a ways off.
We don't have the room. We're still a young band. Like, we got a tour bus, a proper tour bus, just like a little over a year ago, and we're packed in there. We got 8 guys in the bus.
We always do include baseball mitts and baseballs.
Yeah, we've got that for the summertime.
Footballs, baseballs.
But we're always fantasizing about the things that we'd like to bring out on the road. I would like to have just a wave park that I could travel with.
That would be cool.
Or a helicopter on top of the tour bus.
Until we can afford that, we're going to continue. Mark just stands on a surfboard in the parking lot, and I just throw bottles of water at him.
He doesn't even take the water out of the bottles. He just throws plastic bottles at me. And he knows I hate plastic bottles, too.
Justin Moore could count on his 4 kids among his biggest fans. But apparently, he's not thrilled about it. He tells us that having to listen to himself at home is not much fun.
We were in the pool yesterday, and we have one of those little Bluetooth speakers, you know, and Kate had put her phone on something country. And then Ella, she can obviously handle phones now and do all that stuff. And she went over and changed it to, I think it was my last Kinda Don't Care album. And I'm telling Kate, I'm like, why are you on my album? And she goes, I didn't do that. Ella did. And so we had to listen through the entire album yesterday in the pool, and it's just me. I'm like, I would really rather listen to somebody else than me.
Cody Johnson's latest single, On My Way to You, is heading for the top of the charts, likely because it's connecting with fans the same way it connected with Kojo from the first time he heard it.
On My Way to You, in my opinion, is probably one of the best songs I've ever heard. I was very lucky to not only record it, but release it as a first single. It's very autobiographical for me. I think about all the boats I have missed, and it has my favorite line out of any song, and this is coming from a guy who writes songs. My favorite line out of any song ever is, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. And I thought, what a great, deep, deep, deep line to talk about something so shallow, and it paints such a great picture. Every time I sing this song, I hear this song on the radio, I see the same things. I see the same guy in the same truck. That's a very special thing. I was very, very thankful to have that song.
All the beers I've drank, all the damage done, I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Maddie and Tay finally released brand new music, an EP called One Heart to Another. Maddie Marlowe and Taylor Tay Dye largely co-wrote the entire project, which they tell us they are excited to finally get out to fans, seeing as their last album, Start Here, was released back in 2015.
It has been 4 years since we put out music, and it's been that long because of things that were out of our control. And so now, just going through what we've been through to make all this music and to get here and to finally have it all coming together is just surreal. And we've waited for this for so long. But I, like, just telling on myself, I started getting teary-eyed when I saw the cover of the One Heart to Another EP, because I was like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening. This is not a false alarm. This is the real thing.
It's tangible. All our work is tangible.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis recently released a brand new single, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. Not only am I absolutely in love with it, but he co-wrote the track with Lonnie Lee Fowler, and as Jordan tells us, it comes directly from Lonnie's real-life experience.
We kind of relived Lonnie's first date with his wife. He started talking about how I think they went to a movie, and on the way home, Garth Brooks came on the radio. They pulled over into a parking lot and started slow dancing. You read the title, and that's it. Like, where do you go other than the fact that these people are going to eventually end up slow dancing in the parking lot? So I think, for me, one of the reasons why that title was just jumped out to me is, all right, we're giving them what this song's about from Jump Street.
New artist Kaylee Hammock released a music video for her brand new single, Family Tree. Stars real-life family and friends who make special appearances, including Kaylee's mom, dad, and sister.
I didn't know how my mom would react. I knew my dad. My dad's a ham, just like me. You know, he wants to be in front of the camera, but my mom doesn't. and she'd agreed to be in the video, but I was so worried that she was going to hate it. And when she walked out and she had pink eyeliner on, she was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'm sorry." And she's like, "I'm going to kill you." And then she gets in front of the camera and she's sweet as sugar. It was funny because I feel like she came to life in the video. It made it more of a family atmosphere, made it a little bit more laid back having friends and family there. It added a little bit of fun to the experience.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
And the top five songs this week with Eli Young Band's Love Vane coming in at number five, followed by Chase Rice's Eyes on You at number four, Old Dominion's Make It Sweet at number three, Luke Combs' Beautiful Crazy at number two, and for the second week in a row, Brett Young holds on to the number one spot for Here Tonight. Check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.